This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri State Highway Patrol remains a predominantly white and male law enforcement agency. Change won't be easy, but patrol officials say they want a force that can partner with minority communities throughout the state. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin takes a closer look.
According to the most recent numbers, 94% of Missouri Highway Patrol troopers that are on the road are white. The percentage of minority troopers peaked in 1989 at 10%, but is now less than 6%. With 2.6% of those being African American. The patrol's recruitment director, Captain Roger Whitler, points to a number of reasons for these statistics. For one thing, Whitler says that minority as well as female applicants are more likely to drop out of the Highway Patrol Academy before graduation. He also says most African American recruits prefer to live and work close to their hometowns, which is not guaranteed with the Missouri Highway Patrol.
We've historically seen the need to assign people anywhere in the state. So that has a different impact sometimes on minorities because a lot of our specifically black populations are located in Kansas City, St. Louis, southeast Missouri.
That hasn't been the only obstacle. Whitler says some law enforcement agencies enforced a system of racial segregation throughout the 20th century, which engenders distrust between the police and black residents. Jeffrey Mittman with the Missouri chapter of the ACLU says that distrust is reinforced today. He points to police-involved killings in Ferguson and across the country, as well as a yearly report showing Missouri police departments struggling to reduce profiling of black motorists.
African Americans are stopped, searched, arrested more often than whites. So what I'm saying is there is a context of unequal policing. We know there are data and studies as well that show that there are biases in individuals, cultural biases, systemic biases, and in organizations.
Missouri isn't the only state that's struggling to diversify its state police agency. Nearly 12% of Pennsylvania's population is African American, but only 7% of state troopers there are listed as minorities. In Louisiana, nearly a third of the population is black, but only 16% of state troopers are. And the Missouri Highway Patrol also lacks gender diversity, as only 5% of its officers on the road are female. Chris Burbank is the former police chief of Salt Lake City and now works for the Center for Policing Equity, which advocates connecting racial minorities and women to careers in law enforcement. He says it doesn't help that most police recruitment videos reinforce gender stereotypes.
Mostly you see male officers engaged in SWAT and tactics and canine and, you know, rescue type of situations. And then they show female officers more in the officer-friendly, engaging with the public sort of thing. So we tend to be a little sexist in how we advertise.
Whitler of the Missouri Highway Patrol says it'll take time for his agency to put more female and minority state troopers on the road. He says that the patrol makes a concerted effort to reach out to black churches and women's organizations. Adolphus Pruitt, who heads the St. Louis NAACP, says the Highway Patrol should set up a training program that gets minorities in high school and college interested in law enforcement. A similar program has been held in St. Louis the past 2 years.
Those individuals were exposed from a cultural standpoint to other black officers who spent a considerable amount of time, their own time, talking with them, helping them prepare for the academy.
The Missouri Highway Patrol recently hosted 2 youth training camps, although they were held in mostly white rural parts of the state and didn't specifically target African-American communities. But Whitler says the Highway Patrol provided free transportation to participants from majority black residential areas in Metro St. Louis and the Missouri Boot Heel. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.